Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. You know, I love chatting with our colleagues that do incredible work both in and out of the exam room. And, you know, we're going to be chatting about real estate brokerage and veterinary medicine with co-founder of LAR Capital Group and CEO, Dr. Jason Ballara. How are you, my friend?
I am good. I'm good, Adam. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you for being here. So to our listeners, he also is the host of the Know Your Why podcast. Jason's a veterinary surgeon with extensive experience and training in his field. He additionally has many years of experience in real estate investing on the residential side with single family fix and flips and small multifamily rentals. As a real estate syndicator and fund manager, Jason is focused on Class B and C multifamily and small businesses in order to achieve excellent returns for his investors. So LAR Capital Group is also raising awareness surrounding the disproportionately high suicide rates within the veterinary community. The LAR Veterinary Impact Fund has been created specifically with that in mind, and this goal is to create financial wellness amongst veterinarians, promote awareness of the challenges facing the veterinary profession, and also having a positive impact through their partnership with Not One More Vet. So I just love that whole tie-in and loop. So great work for what you and your team are doing there.
Thank you. I know that's a lot to say. So I appreciate you reading through all of it. And it's something I'm really excited about right now. It's definitely been a way for me to bring kind of my two worlds together.
Exactly. It's worth mentioning because it's great work. I just think it's so cool for our listeners to hear these different perspectives of what we do in our profession. And I know I personally haven't interacted with someone that does this, and it's just so great to highlight and spotlight this great work. So I want to back up a little bit. So what got you involved in, you know, but you have a background in veterinary medicine and real estate. So how did those two worlds come together?
Yeah, I guess technically real estate started first because, grew up in sort of a humble beginnings, I guess we'll say. We moved a lot. We lived in apartments. I, for some reason, always saw ownership as the way kind of out of that life. And so I started buying, you know, people say like buy the worst house and then the best neighborhood you can afford. Like I started doing that at a young age in addition to working in construction because I didn't know anything and I couldn't afford to pay anyone else to do it. So I really started that very early, but I was, you know, one of those children that wanted to be a veterinarian. So I grew up in Massachusetts. I did not want to work outside in the cold for the rest of my life, which is how I saw things going if I followed the construction path. And so veterinarian sort of pulled me harder. Little did I know I would end up living in Los Angeles and you can be outside all the time, but you don't know what's going to happen years down the road. So throughout, you know, vet school and my surgical residency and even afterwards, I used real estate, kind of on a smaller scale to help us grow our wealth and also basically sort of build for the future. And then it was in 2020 that I started to make the transition to syndication, which is what we do now. And that's where we're able to do real estate on a much larger scale.
So, all right. So this has got to fill so many buckets for you. So, you know, okay. Are you still practicing now?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're still practicing. You're still doing real estate. So what does that feel like that? Because your brain must be like in all different directions, but you've been probably doing it for so many years. You don't know any different knowing that you've been doing real estate for that long, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been a surgeon for 15 plus years now. So wow. That comes sort of very automatic. And at this point, I no longer have a W-2 job. I have a mobile surgery business. So I, for a while, had W-2 job and a mobile surgery business and was growing the real estate business and just reached a point where I couldn't do it all. There wasn't enough time of the day. So my mobile surgery business is great because I have amazing technicians. I empower them to do basically everything but the surgery. So for me, my time in that business is spent doing surgery. When I'm in the OR, I'm in the OR, and I love doing surgery. I don't want to stop doing that. But then outside of that, I'm working on the real estate business. And I probably, in terms of actual time spent, I spend more time on real estate than I do in the OR at this point.
But, you know, to the listeners, I'm really smiling about this because you can have great opportunities out there. You know, being a veterinarian, incredible, wonderful, but you can still have other great passions that are out there too. And you're a perfect example that you're doing both. I think that's, my hat's off to you. Yeah. I really think that's fantastic.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the passion for both things and sort of figuring out how to tie it all together.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just wonderful. It really is. It's so great to find that balance of what you're doing. And so tell me about LAR Capital Group. What inspired you to start your real estate investment company?
Yeah, it was in 2020, like I said, my first child, my son, was just over a year old. And I realized I like working, but I was working a lot and I was, you know, working for someone else. And in order to work a W-2 job, you're kind of at the whim of them. And they like surgeons to be on call. And they, you know, I had to work Saturdays. And there's just a lot of things that didn't fit with what I wanted to do in terms of time spent with my family. Also, at the same time, we finished renovating our own house. So wow. My real estate bug was no longer being treated, if you will. And I had, a bit of time, I just started kind of digging in, researching, like, what else can I do that maybe isn't as hands-on as what I used to do, which was very, very DIY. And so I did a lot of research and I came across, you know, kind of what we do now, which is syndication. And that's where we get to buy large scale apartment complexes by pooling investors together to purchase something much larger than, you know, like any one person alone can acquire on their own. So it's kind of, it developed out of a need to try and free up my time and be more available to my family.
That's great. And talk about that with your family. Like, what has investing in real estate, you know, done for you and your family?
Yeah. You know, you mentioned my podcast is Know Your Why. And that was something that struck me as I was digging in deeper in the real estate world is people would ask about someone's why, which is, to me, the definition is the thing that will keep you going when the days get hard, because they're going to get hard, especially if you're trying to do all this stuff, you're trying to achieve something great, like you're going to have hard days. And I just look at it like, is there anything I wouldn't do for my family? Nope. So it's just kind of like, today was kind of crappy, but I'm, you know what? I get to see their faces. I get to hold my kids. Like, so I can keep going. Cause I believe this is all about the future. It's not, I don't look at it as for me. I look at it as for the future of my family.
Yeah, that's so nice to hear. I mean, you have a great family there, and it's a great investment. And speaking of an investment, to the listeners that might be tuning in, what do you recommend to anyone who wants to start, you know, passively investing in, say, like multifamily real estate?
I think, you know, you want to do a little bit of research, find out what that means. There's lots of different websites out there. We have one. Everybody who does syndication has one. It's not necessarily hard to find the information, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to take action. And as a passive investor, you're investing your hard-earned money with someone who is going to operate that real estate deal. And so what I would say is you need to find that someone. You need to go out there and find someone who you know, like, and trust, and believe that they're going to have your best interests in mind. And I feel like I can represent that well in the veterinary world. But if someone is interested in investing and doesn't want to invest with me, guess what? I have a bunch of friends in the real estate world. I can point you in that direction. But it's establishing the relationships. But more than that, it's just about taking action and believing that this is important for your future.
Yeah. I'm curious, have you done any previous experience with veterinary hospitals and, you know, with real estate with that at all, or not really?
Not on the acquisition side. I've worked in a couple of startups and been involved in some of the like design process and kind of how would I, you know, how do you want your OR? How would you do, you know, this treatment area, that kind of thing. I have not built my own practice. I haven't, you know, been involved at that level. I think about it sometimes, but it's a big undertaking, and I've got enough going on. I like the time I do get to spend with my kids. So I start opening a practice of my own might be challenging.
Right. I really don't know how you do it. I know I'm always curious to see why specialists entered the field of specialty medicine, you know, like neurology, radiology. I'm curious to get your answer. What made you become a surgeon?
I think I'm a highly educated carpenter. I was building houses before, and I'm still, but now I'm just fixing bones and do it. You know, I like working with my hands. I like having something broken and have it, you know, fixing it. I like surgery is very results oriented. So I've trained residents in my career, and I always tell them, and I apologize if other specialists don't think this is true, but surgery is the end of the line, right? If something needs to truly be fixed, it goes to surgery. If they can't figure out the diagnosis, let's send it to surgery. Like, it's just always going to be this end of the line. And for the most part, I think that's a great position to be in. I like to be able to be that person that, you know, helps the majority of the time.
Yeah, it makes complete sense, you know, like that you would be, you know, in surgery and then also like fixing houses and so forth. God, I'm so jealous that you're such a handy person. I always wish like I knew, like I'm lucky I know how to install a ceiling fan, let alone like.
Yeah, it's been hard. I mean, I'm glad I know these skills and I want to teach them to my kids, but it's been a hard sort of mindset shift to make from a DIY guy to more of a CEO, because if I'm still the DIY guy, I might as well just do surgery. I'm not freeing up my time. So the idea is learning how to create teams and put people in the right positions to be successful.
And to your point, you just mentioned earlier how you want to be in control of your destiny. Well, here you are as CEO of your company. I mean, that must feel really good that you have that ability to kind of create your destiny and path, right?
Yeah, it is. I love it. I guess it's probably not for everybody. Some people maybe don't like, because like I said, you know, the reason why high achieving people have that why, it, because you really do need it. I told you, you know, I'm recording this. I'm in Atlanta. I live in Los Angeles. I took the red eye here last night and I'm flying back tonight because I needed to come out and check on one of our real estate assets. And that's not fun. Like I certainly don't enjoy that part of it, but if I take a red eye, I don't miss a night with my kids. So it's just, everything for me is about time. It's really about freeing up my time to do the things I want to.
Well, you mentioned something I'm really passionate about speaking about time, because it's something we all have in common and something we'll never get back. And, you know, it's the most precious thing that we have is time. And to your point, time to be with your kids, to see them grow up, to not miss that soccer practice game, whatever that might be. Yeah. And I like what you mentioned earlier, because you're thinking about the future. I mean, that's what life is really about. And I really, my hat's off to you for all these great things that you're doing. You truly are an inspiration in this profession and out too, but great job.
So I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being in our profession, all the great work you're doing. And tell our listeners where we can learn more about your company.
The best place would be our website. We actually just had it redesigned and launched last week. I'm very happy with it. I was going to say proud. I didn't do it. I hired someone who was good at
that. I thought you would have fixed that, put that together. Right.
No, they were amazing. I was really happy to work with them. The website looks great. It really does highlight what we're trying to do with our veterinary impact fund. And we try to make it as user-friendly for people that are new to the investing world so that they can, you know, kind of navigate, learn what they need to do and find out if this is something that's right for them. So it's www.larkcapital.com.
Yeah. And I like that you guys have the Veterinary Impact Fund that's, you know, partnering with Not One More Vet. So I think that's wonderful that you have that initiative. So thank you so much for doing that. Well, you know, Dr. Bilar, I'm sure you got something to build or a phone call to be on or a place to visit. So thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thrilled to be here. Thank you for the great conversation. And I appreciate what you do as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't do much, really. So thank you, Dr. Jason.
you give a place for people to showcase things like this. I think it's very important to the veterinary community. So I do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. My honor. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as always. And we will see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.